This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's hit the guest line like right now. Let's welcome aboard Phil Savage, now working with the Alliance for American Football. He is the GM of the Alliance Phoenix, and he joins us now. Hey, Phil, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Well, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing well. Tell us a little bit about the new venture, Phil, because, you know, no longer with the Senior Bowl, no longer doing Crimson Tide football. The opportunity here with the Alliance for American Football.
Well, I tell you, we are off and running. I've been to 10 NFL training camps so far, really looking for players that are these guys that are probably in that 70th to 90th man on the roster. This league is really going to be designed primarily for the guys that need a little bit more development, you know, more incubation time. And I think that really the theory is that because of the nature of high school football, college football, and now the NFL, with so many limitations and restrictions on practice, the players are bigger, faster, and stronger than ever before, but they know as little about the game as ever before as well. And so, you know, the idea is that after September the 1st, when the NFL cuts down their rosters, that we will have an assortment of players that will ultimately come into the Alliance for next spring. It starts in February in terms of the games. Our training camp will be in January. And we'll have 10 games next spring. It's a spring league. I think there's three reasons it'll work. People like Bill Polian, J.K. McKay, Charlie Ebersole are involved in this league at the top. So the people, the timeline is the spring league that will allow players to practice and play with a given Alliance team, but then have the freedom to go back to the NFL by May 1st so they don't miss anything. They don't miss any of the off season. And then the third piece of it is what I mentioned at the very beginning, just the fact that there's a real need for some development out there in this sport. So we're excited about it. I was with Rick Neuheisel yesterday. He's our head coach for Phoenix. We started off with the Cardinals yesterday morning and ended with the Arizona State Sun Devils last night, looking for players. And then in between, we spent the better part of the afternoon looking for places to practice and meet. We'll be playing at Sun Devil Stadium there at ASU.
So Phil, I mean, being that you're saying you used the word development a couple of times there, talking about, you know, potentially the type of players that you'd grab. So obviously coaching is vital, right? Coaching throughout the AAF, and obviously you got Coach Neuheisel, who's an awesome coach, no doubt about it, was, you know, knows quarterbacks like the back of his hand. So, I mean, coaching is vital in this situation, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, with the eight teams that are going to be part of this thing, you know, six of the eight coaches are offensive-minded and specifically quarterback-driven coaches like Rick, like Mike Marks, you know, like Steve Spurrier that's going to be involved in this. Brad Childress is going to be the head coach in Atlanta. And so I think there's really three positions that this league will truly make a difference in terms of making the NFL better, quite frankly, and that's quarterback play, offensive line play, and then defensive back play. And those are really the three positions where, as you guys saw last night with the NFL basically getting underway with the preseason games, those are the three areas where college players really are playing a different game in college that's required of them when they get to the pros. And so there's a big leap for these young prospects as they go from college to pro because of the nature of the style of play in college versus the style of play in the NFL. And there is some trickle-up effect, so to speak, from college to the NFL now. We're seeing more of the run-pass options and dual-threat type quarterbacks, but the reality is that it's a different game at the two different levels, and those three positions are probably the three areas that struggle the most in terms of making that jump.
We're talking to Phil Savage, GM of the Alliance Phoenix. All right, Phil, let's talk a little bit about current NFL, what's going on. You mentioned you've been to 10 camps. Preseason games now well underway. First big night last night. And I'm sure, I don't know if you smile, rise, smile. There's always an overreaction to what you see initially on in preseason. What do you think the proper reaction should be, say, to what we saw from Mayfield last night from Cleveland, or the 30-plus yard run from Saquon Barkley, or what you saw from Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills? You know, from an NFL fan's perspective, trying to, you know, keep the feet on the ground, what's the proper reaction in terms of watching these guys early on in training camp and in preseason action?
That the regular season starts on Thursday night with the Falcons and the Eagles. I think really that preseason doesn't matter so much for teams. I think it does matter for individuals, and particularly individuals that are trying to make that bottom end of the roster. I think for the rookie quarterback, look, we've seen literally hundreds of quarterbacks have great debuts in a preseason game, only to never be heard from a year or two later. So you really have to keep it into proper perspective, because we saw Baker last night do some things that are Baker Mayfield-like. I mean, it looked like a carryover from Oklahoma to the Cleveland Browns. But here's the deal. Preseason football in no way, shape, or fashion is anything close to the real deal when the regular season starts. It's just the nature of preseason. The defenses are simpler. There's actually not a lot of game planning that goes into it. And so, you know, the depth of the competition just simply isn't there in the preseason games like it will be really a month from now.
So, Phil, real quick, back to the AAF here, the new league, and you're the GM of the Alliance Phoenix. So the Phoenix franchise, let me ask you, so what do you guys, as far as an organization, I know you guys are brand spanking new, and hopefully it goes awesome for you guys. As a football fan, I'm excited about it. But I have to ask you, the XFL is going to start, I believe, a year after you guys bust out. Do you guys look at them as potentially competition because it's a similar concept? What do you think on that?
You know, I really don't know in terms of the leadership of the AAF, what their thoughts are on it. I know this, you know, for our team, we've already gotten, you know, almost 40 guys under contract. And
wow.
So we can go up to 80 players for this initial training camp that will start in January. And like I say, after September 1st, the idea is that we're going to get another wave of players that'll come into this thing. Ultimately, we'll end up with either 50 or 52. I think it's still being debated as what the final roster count will be. But that's the main motivation why I've been out here, you know, seeing 10 teams in the NFL live and in person, because, you know, a lot of these players that are on NFL rosters right now will ultimately be part of this alliance. So I heard someone, I think it was Chris Collinsworth, said during the Hall of Fame game, he said, look, if you're on a 90-man roster in the NFL, you can play football. It's just a matter of depth of experience, you know, your position fit, what coaching staff you're with. There's all sorts of variables that go into whether a player really makes it or not. And so the idea is that we're going to be able to tap into some of that potential of these players and give them a second chance. But I think this will be a league that develops people off the field in terms of coaches, scouts, broadcasters, game officials. We saw it happen with the USFL, then the World League, which turned into NFL Europe. There are a ton of people that ended up in the National Football League that started in one of these spring leagues.
Phil, we're talking to Phil Savage, the GM of the Alliance Phoenix, the AAAF, which gets going here shortly. Phil, let me ask you, in terms of down to Alabama here quickly, because I'm sure you saw the back and forth between Jalen Hurts and Nick Saban where he falls on the depth chart at 26-2 as a starter before the national championship game last year in which he got replaced at halftime. What do you make of the entire Hurts situation down there with the Tide?
Well, that while the celebration was wild after the national championship come from behind win against Georgia, I mean, literally within 30 seconds of that game ending, it's been the topic du jour in the state of Alabama and really for a lot of college football because Alabama's never been in this situation. Have they had quarterback battles before? Absolutely. Between guys that had never played before. The situation where Jalen Hurts, he really saved Alabama 2 years ago when he showed up as a true freshman in the spring, ended up winning the job, and there was a lot of debate. Will Nick Saban play a true freshman? They did. They ran the table into the last game of the season against Clemson, only to lose the national championship game. And then, of course, last year, the only loss was to Auburn. So two losses under Jalen Hurts' belt in the 2 years that he's been the starter. And then, obviously, Tua was sensational in the national championship. He flashed big time during the regular season a year ago. But this is a completely different quarterback battle than Alabama's ever had because of the resume and the potential that the two individuals bring to the table. I think with Jalen Hurts, in all honesty, guys, I think that, you know, for lack of a better phrase, you know, his feelings are hurt a little bit. I mean, this is a young man that, I mean, remember how he responded during the national championship game. You would never know that he wasn't the one that threw the winning touchdown pass. It was Tua, but yet he was right there to enjoy it, celebrate it. And I think that in some ways he probably feels a little bit, forgotten, a little bit taken for granted. I mean, as I said 2 years ago, he saved the season for Alabama, quite frankly, because they didn't anybody else.
No, you're right about that, but let me ask you this. Do you think he has a right to be upset? Because I agree, and Taz and I discussed it yesterday. You feel for Jalen Hurts, you do, because he has accomplished a lot there. And it seems to be like he's old hat, and everyone can't wait to see Tua quarterback.
Well, I think the other dynamic, too, is remember when Jalen played his first year, Lane Kiffin was the offensive coordinator. Alabama was really running a college offense. After Lane left and went to FAU, Bama really has tried to revert back to more of a pro-style system. I mean, obviously, there's elements of the dual threat nature in their system, but they really want to be more of a pro style attack. You heard Nick Saban say, look, the quarterback is like a distribution center. That was the phrase he used. And that just tells you they know they have a stable of running backs. They know they have tight ends and wide receivers available all over the depth chart, a veteran offensive line. And to me, that said, look, Tua is the guy that, as a point guard, can distribute the football. And I think, you know, those quotes and different things, you know, Jalen's really not been made available to the media. And I think, you know, probably there's some frustration from his side of it because, look, this is a young man that's going to graduate in 3.5 years. He's set to graduate in December. He's made every workout, every practice that he was available. I mean, he's been a very low maintenance player, and I think probably from his perspective, he probably feels a little bit taken for granted, and I think that was probably the reason for the reaction that he's had in terms of what has gone on this offseason.
Well, Phil, we certainly appreciate the time this morning and success. We wish you all the success with the AAF and good luck with the Alliance Phoenix. And thanks a lot for your perspective this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
Guys, I really appreciate it. Always enjoy the time. We'll do it again at some point during the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.